So we realize that cultivating the right understanding or knowledge is critical for our quest to attain happiness that we all naturally aspire to anyway. Because of this, the correlation between cultivation of right understanding and knowledge on the one hand and the fulfillment of our basic aspiration to be happy on the other, we see in the Buddhist philosophical literature references to a certain spiritual levels of realization as fruits of knowledge, fruits of understanding. And the texts speak about immediate fruits or the short-term fruits and long-term fruits. For example, like even the attainment of the highest enlightenment and spiritual liberation are said to be fruits of knowledge and fruits of understanding. Now, reason for that is, for example, even a basic spiritual practice, say like leading an ethically disciplined way of life, which from the Buddhist point of view is leading a life that restrains from the 10 non-virtuous actions of body, speech, and mind. Even that kind of basic ethical discipline requires some kind of grounding in the understanding of the rightness and appropriateness of the moral conduct and their consequences. So from the understanding of the consequences of negative actions, one restrains and one cultivates the ethical discipline. So that as a result of this, you attain certain spiritual achievements. And so you can see that there is a correlation between knowledge and understanding on the one hand and the spiritual realization on the other. So especially in the Buddhist explanation, for example, like the experiences such as true renunciation and also bodhicitta, the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, and even the basic practice of taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, all of these practices cannot be completed without the complementary factor of wisdom or insight. And when we talk about the need and critical importance for the need for wisdom and insight as a complementary factor, we are talking about knowledge, we are talking about understanding. So in the Buddhist path, there is a tremendous emphasis placed on cultivating the right understanding or knowledge.
Tinte yindu zane, tao jitang da kasur ma shi namsha tanla pabya sangindi ko kachibu zikwa dirisha.
Because of this, we find great emphasis placed in the Buddhist text on developing the right understanding of the nature of reality.
That